When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, October 28th, and we are delighted that you are joining us. We are trying to take the crazy part of your financial life, remove it from you, dismantle it, figure out what's best for you and your family. That's what we do here. We are absolutely hyper-focused, Mark and I, on trying to make you less stressful during what is already a stressful time. To get in touch with us, all you have to do is send an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And great news, we are now setting up phone interviews. Really not phone, but computer-based interviews, so I could hear your voice and you could hear mine. Today, we have Alex, who is on the line from New York. So Alex, welcome to Jill on Money. What can we do for you today?
So I'm calling to help my mom figure out her financial stuff, or both my parents, really. My mom is a retired JAG, and my dad is a high school teacher, but he's been out of work for a couple of years. So they've fallen into a lot of credit card debt. They're still raising my three younger brothers at home. In January, they just kind of hit the bottom. They completely filled all their cards and they didn't really have any options. They've been borrowing money from me, about $5,000 for bills since January, and another $5,000 to buy a service dog for one of my brothers. When my mom found out you could take money out of your retirement accounts during COVID, she did that because she wanted to pay me back. And I obviously think that's not a good future plan. I don't need that money right now. And they obviously needed a lot more. So I had sort of written it off as like a gift or investment in their financial future. So my main question is, what should we do with the $10,000 she took out of her IRA? I think we could pay off some debt with it, but I want to get your opinion.
How much money is in the IRA total?
About $35,000 in IRAs. Okay. 25 in a traditional and 10 in a Roth.
Is the 25, when you just said 25, is that 25 was 35 in the traditional?
No, it was a total of 25 and 10 before taking anything out. And they took $5,000 out of each because they wanted to spread it between their two accounts.
Okay, got it. There's no income right now?
So my mom has Social Security disability and VA disability plus dependent stuff from both of those places because of the boys. Their total income right now is from that.
How much is that?
That is about $5,700 a month.
And that does not cover them, obviously.
It does not. Their bills are almost $7,000 a month, just like basic life bills with three teenage boys.
Got it. Well, I mean, look, they do have low income right now. So I don't think it's a big deal to take the money. How old are they, by the way? Just say you said
they're both 50.
50. So they're over 50. So, you know, there's no 10% penalty because they're withdrawing this money before 59 and a half. The penalty's waived. But is there a real COVID related loss for your dad or not?
Well, he was out of a job a couple years ago, but was able to get sub jobs and temporary jobs until COVID and then really hasn't had any jobs.
All right. So then it's legit. So what else is outstanding in terms of debt right now?
Yeah, so they have the total of $70,000 in credit card debt.
And holy crap.
Yeah. So it's pretty big. That's why I'm thinking they need to pay some of that because it's a big bill every month too. It's it's $1,500 of their monthly expenses is just those bills. They have their mortgages. They have their main mortgage. They've got $225,000 left and then $30,000 on a secondary mortgage, which is at 7%. The first is only 3.8.
The second is a home equity line of credit or a home equity loan?
I'm not entirely sure, but I know it's a 7.125%.
And of course, that's obviously less than the credit card debt.
Yeah, their credit cards are, most of it is at 10%, $43,000 at 10%, and then $25,000 at 15%.
This is not great. How about you? Tell me a little bit about your life.
me and my fiance and I both live in New York, and we're both engineers. So we actually make over $300 a year. We have high cost of living, obviously, but we plan on moving back to Seattle in a couple years to get married and buy a house. So we have safety nets of $40,000 and $60,000 ready for a down payment. We actually need almost $200,000 to buy a house in Seattle. So we're slowly getting there, and we're saving for our wedding.
So this is really a completely crappy situation, obviously.
Yeah.
Any other assets that they have? You said your dad was a teacher. Does he have an old retirement account floating around?
Yes. So he has a 403B with $133,000 in it. So that's their real retirement. My mom didn't even know about that, actually, until I started asking questions for this show.
Dad was a teacher. Does he have a pension benefit that's coming to him eventually?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure his school just does the 403B.
You may want to just check that out. Usually, if it's a municipality, there is a pension benefit. $5,700 a month is a lot of money coming in. Besides telling me that, you know, obviously your dad should be really, you know, killing himself to do anything to grab $1,300 a month so they can stop the bleeding.
Right.
I am loath to touch the 403B, that $130,000. I am toying right this second with the IRA accounts in my brain. I think so. Yes. When you said to me, what should you do with the 10 grand that they did pull out, then pop it down on the higher interest credit card debt. Okay.
That makes sense.
I'm leaning towards this. Mark, you're allowed to weigh in on this also. I'm thinking about blowing out of the IRA accounts, all of them in one fell swoop, getting rid of the 15% credit card and whatever of the 10% you can get rid of. Paying the piper, you know, their tax rate's going to be lower this year probably than any other year. And doing it in a year where you can get your money out and spread your tax liability out over 3 years is pretty awesome. I think I want to do that. I think we should leave that 403B alone because
It feels like their real retirement.
Yeah, exactly. So beyond that, obviously, if your dad were to get a job, the ideal scenario would be this. So we pay off as much of that credit card debt as we can, right? But really, when dad gets a job, you got to refinance this mortgage and you got to make it one big mortgage. They may even be able to qualify on your mom's income, but I would probably refinance and take as much out as I could to get rid of all the outstanding debt once you do the IRA thing. Refinance, get everything else done, and have one payment. And then I wonder, I guess, if they don't have the credit card debt, would they be able to then essentially support themselves on mom's income?
Absolutely. I mean, their mortgage is $3,000 a month and they have $1,500 a month in credit card debt. So
I would think that that's kind of the game plan. So I think let's get rid of the 15%, do the IRA thing, then try to refi at the very least, see if you can refi on mom's income.
Yeah.
If that is possible, I mean, that could be a real game changer for them. If not, then, you know, essentially you've got to whittle down the 10% and then go to the home equity. And as soon as dad has income, I mean, that's it. Like you got to rock and roll. I'm a little concerned that you and your fiance who are just starting your lives and, you know, I don't want you to go down the rabbit hole of taking care of your parents. I know you're going to. I want them to try to leverage the biggest asset they have, which is the house. I think that if we could get rid of this credit card debt and make this just one payment on the mortgage, they may be able to make this work. I'm very sorry because I feel like this is just a lot to absorb for you. You know, there are no words to really make you feel better about this. It's just a lot. So I'm sorry that you are all going through this. And I'm hopeful that dad can, you know, scrounge up anything.
Right.
Some money coming in the door is going to be helpful. Any money. So. Mark, what do you have to say? I'm sorry. Yeah, well, that's true. Mark makes the point, and it's a really wise point that, you know, you guys have got to be on the same page and say, Mom, Dad, you cannot get into this credit card debt. Like, this is a one-time only deal. Because the next time this happens and it gets run up, they are going to be forced into bankruptcy. By the way, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's just that, you know, you'd like to avoid that, especially in your 50s.
Yeah, and I think next time I'll be in a good place to help right before this credit card debt starts rather than at the very end of it.
That's exactly right. Cleaning up after the fact is really hard. So I wish you all the best, and I thank you so much for calling. It's really, you're such a good son. It's really amazing. So you're doing something that's very hard, and we are really hopeful that you continue to flourish in your own career and you work hard. And if you ever have any questions about your own stuff, don't hesitate to get back in touch with us.
I definitely won't. Yeah. I've been listening to your show for a long time and it's definitely influenced it. That's why we have the safety nets. So
that's great. Thanks so much, Alex, and good luck to you. And let me know if there's anything else we can do.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's it. That is the program. If you, like Alex, have a question about your life, your financial life, your parents' financial life, if you've got a problem and it's a little overwhelming, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. We'll get you on the air live with us. It's really fun. You can also hop onto our website, jillonmoney.com, and there you have a contact button. You can get in touch with us. You can also sign up for our free weekly newsletter, which Mark works very hard on. So we encourage you to do that. As always, we want to remind you to wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and please put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Do something nice for someone else today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.